Back here on a Monday. Good morning and welcome. I got to tell you, Nick and I were just talking to Dustin Fink. We're talking about our Fun from the Couch segment. I want to tell you about a series that I started to watch the first episode like a year and a half ago, and it felt sort of slow to me, and so I never went back to it. And for some reason, it ended up my feed. It's on Netflix. It's called Bad Blood. Mm-hmm. And I went back to it. And man, you know, after that first episode, it just kept building. It's like if you bailed out on The Wire or something, you know, because it was a little slow.
Yep.
And I figured out why. Because I'm gonna give you two TV series to watch. Actually, three. But two of them are Canadian.
Okay.
And that's the disconnect mm-hmm. at the very beginning. It's just a different sensibility.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, the show, I watched a Canadian show on Hulu called Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Which, the first episode, I'm like, what am I even watching?
Exactly.
And then it's like, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is the story, Bad Blood. There's two seasons that are available on Netflix. I think the first season is 6 episodes. The second season is 8 episodes. You also notice in different countries, they have different standards about how long a series is, right?
Absolutely.
Like the BBC, Luther might be four episodes.
I need 40.
I know, but here's the deal. Do you remember, did you watch Sons of Anarchy?
Yes.
Remember Tig?
Uh-huh.
Tig is Canadian. Actually, he's an American citizen now, but he was born in Canada. And Kim Coates is the actor's name. And this is kind of the true story, season one of like Canada's biggest crime boss, Vito Rizzuto. And it is one of those kind of sort of Shakespearean tales of betrayal and who knows what in like gangster territory. If you just want sort of like where they're all bad guys, mm-hmm. like the Sopranos or something like that, where you just root for the best of the bad guys.
Right.
It's just total mind candy. That's all it is. You're not going to like, it's not going to change the world. It's not going to like, it's not going to solve anything for you. But the Kim Coates is even more interesting as Declan Gardner than he was as Tig in Sons of Anarchy.
Awesome, I'm sold.
Second season, it's just fiction. By the end of the first season, I don't give anything away. So you got 8 episodes, second season, 6 episodes. The second one is Cardinal. And it is a detective series. First of all, in Cardinal, Canada looks so cold. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it is literally a television show about a detective based on a series of books that is, once again, there is a Canadian thing where you kind of start out. It's got a different sort of, like, I don't know, cadence or whatever it is. And by the way, Billy Campbell, who does the best Canadian accent you've ever heard, isn't Canadian. Imagine those two that. Shows are available. One on Hulu, one on Netflix. And the other one is, have you watched Black Lightning?
No, I don't think I even got into it at all. And I heard it was excellent.
It's pretty good. It's comic booky the way like Arrow would be, you know, on TV. Mm-hmm. Like where it's not too deep that it's like, you know, and it's not real dark, but yet it is kind of dark. And it's got a great cast and all the actors are really good. And I started watching it the first couple of seasons. And then I didn't realize there was a new season available on Netflix. So I like, not necessarily, I don't binge watch all of them. Like I don't watch 8 episodes at a time, mm-hmm. but I like to be able to go do 2.
Right.
And then come back the next day and do a couple of more. Like there's that having that thing in place there that's sort of like, oh, every day I can kind of consume a little of this.
That's right. Yeah, I took one of your recommendations that's on there, Fun from the Couch, the Restoration.
Oh, isn't it great?
Yeah.
And by the way, I was wrong. Season 2 comes out Friday. Yeah. I thought it was last Friday. It's this Friday. Mm-hmm. Isn't that show great?
Yeah. So there's another that you're being wrong. It sent me on a little bit of a hunt because I put in Rust in my Netflix search and there's two shows that look kind of identical.
Yeah.
The one that you were talking about and one that's like Rust Valley Restore.
The something. Guy from Canada?
Yeah.
He is fascinating.
Yeah, so I was like, which one is the show?
I watched both of them, yes.
Yeah, so I watched the one that you recommended and love it so that I've got about 2 episodes left and I'm going to get ready for the season premiere of season 2.
But the other one is great too. That guy is a personality. Quirky, weird, but after you watch an episode or two, he's got like the dreadlocks. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like, you can't categorize that guy.
Okay.
That show's interesting about him. I mean, if nothing else, just him as a personality. You know, right. You find these YouTube sensations that you just want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of those guys.
That's awesome.
And his kid, and he's so passionate about this stuff that he makes stupid bonehead business decisions just because he loves these cars.
Oh, man.
It's human.